The Thunderbolts could not overcome a three-run fourth inning in the opening game of a three-game series against Joliet as the Slammers held on to defeat Windy City 3-2 at Standard Bank Stadium Friday night. The Bolts had no answer for Slammers right-handed starter Corey Kimber, who retired 12 of the first 14 men he faced and 18 of 22 overall in a winning effort in his first professional start. Zach Westcott ran into trouble in the fourth as London Lindley opened the inning with a single and later scored on a Ridgehoe OPE Haslam RBI single. Two batters later, Danny Zardone singled home Ho'opi'i Haslam to double the Slammers' lead to 2-0. Trey Fulton capped the scoring with an RBI base hit, knocking in Zardone to make it 3-0. Riley Crane got the Thunderbolts on the board for the first time with one swing in the fifth inning. The 0-1. High fly ball, deep right center field. Riley Crane rounding first base as he watches this one get out of here. A solo shot from Riley Crane makes this a 3-1 game. Windy City would again threaten in the eighth as Omar Obregon led off the frame with a single. He later scored on a Blair Beck sacrifice fly. The Thunderbolts, though, went down in order in the ninth as Ronnie Healy stepped up as the last chance for Windy City.
Fly ball out to deep right center field. That ball back towards the warning track. Lindley chasing it at the wall. He makes the catch. And that one puts an end to this contest with Joliet on top 3-2.
Westcott allowed three runs on eight hits over seven innings to take the loss. Kimber notched the win after six innings of one-run ball. Game two of the series is scheduled for Saturday evening. Jake Welch will start for the Thunderbolts, opposed by Joliet's Scott Hoffman. It will be Jimmy Buffett night at Standard Bank Stadium, presented by the original Island Shrimp House of Palos Park, featuring a one-hour pregame show from Flip Flop Dave, as well as a fireworks show postgame. First pitch is scheduled for 6.05 p.m., and those not in attendance may listen to the broadcast on WCThunderbolts.com.